In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver word, Columbia. A Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Now, yellow and white titles appear against a black screen. Columbia Pictures presents a Pariah production. Now looking up from street level, we see a patch of cloudy sky between tall buildings. In slow motion, a wiry young man wearing a bicycle helmet, a red shirt, and a thick chain around his waist soars past our view. He lands flat on his back on the pavement, a dazed look on his boyish face. A title sweeps in, Premium Rush. Slowly, he looks to the side, away from a gray compact sedan stopped behind him. Beyond a mangled bicycle, a cabbie frowns, and a woman emerging from the back of his yellow taxi covers her mouth with her hand. The cyclist blinks. An athletic young woman in a bicycle helmet kneels into view, saying something. The cyclist's eyes flutter. The time appears in large, bold numbers, 6:33 p.m. As the clock rapidly ticks backward, the scene plays in reverse. As the clock lands at 5 p.m., our bird's eye view looks down on Manhattan from the Upper West Side. A yellow line shoots down Broadway toward Midtown. We zoom to street level, following the path of the boyish cyclist. He furiously pedals his bicycle between waiting pedestrians and whizzing cars. With a black messenger bag slung over his shoulder and his gloved hands gripping the handlebars, he expertly threads his way through the narrow spaces between yellow cabs and merging traffic. Up ahead, he sees a cab's roof-mounted off-duty light flicker on. He swerves out of the way just as the door opens. Looking back, he grins.
I can't work in an office. I don't like wearing suits. I like to ride. Fixed gear, steel frame, no brakes. The bike cannot coast. The pedals never stop turning. Can't stop. Don't want to either.
He plows through a red light.
There are 1,500 bike messengers on the street in New York City. You can email it, FedEx it, fax it, scan it, but when none of that shit works and this thing has to be at that place by this time, you need us.
The athletic woman pedals her bike through traffic.
Some of us get killed out here. Pedestrians are a menace.
A cab swerves, nearly hitting her.
Cabs are killers. One time or another, we all get hit.
She grabs a chain from her waist.
Sometimes we gotta hit back.
You're not gonna use it.
She knocks off the cab's side view mirror.
Guess you don't need it.
Hey, my mirror!
A food delivery man lies in the street. An older messenger stops to help.
We stick together, because most people just wish we'd get off the street. Go get a haircut, take a shower, get out of the way.
Stop! Pay heed!
They have no idea why anyone would risk their lives in the death maze for 80 bucks on a good day. But if you're out here thinking about the money, you're not going to be around to spend it.
As the boyish bike messenger speeds toward a busy crosswalk, we focus on his eyes. In slow motion, he visualizes a white trail marking his trajectory around a sedan. He collides with another cyclist. Looking left, he visualizes another route that swerves onto the sidewalk. He smashes into a cab. Looking right, he sees a third route that snakes around a parked delivery truck. He takes that one, knocking down a delivery man as he shoots over the truck's curbside ramp. He pedals off without looking back. Now on the sidewalk, he hops off the bike with a rolling dismount and leans it against a tree trunk. He lashes the heavy chain around it, padlocks it, then heads through a revolving door. As he enters a lobby, he presses a button on his phone.
Hey, it's Vanessa. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Okay, I'm actually leaving a voicemail now. This is demeaning. Why don't you call me?
He slaps hands with the departing messenger and strides to the reception desk, pulling an envelope from his bag.
Samantha Harris, TVM?
Yep.
The receptionist smiles.
And sign here, please.
You need a number, too?
You gotta pick up for me.
You already got it.
Positive I did not.
No, someone from your company.
What do you look like?
He was prettier than me.
Now a muscular spandex-clad messenger pumps the pedals on a carbon-framed road bicycle with a well-oiled derailleur. He chews gum as he zooms through an intersection and overtakes cabs.
Woo! Hey, watch your back!
The ropey muscles in his arms gleam as he grips a set of white tape-wrapped drop handlebars. His gray shirt ripples in the breeze behind him. Now a phone strapped to his bicep rings.
Manny's office. This is Manny.
Dude, you jumped my route?
I had a drop-off. It was sent right there, man.
Yeah, but that's my tag.
Then how come it's in my bag?
I'm coming to get it.
Wasting your time, man. I'm almost there already.
He unlocks his bike and it falls.
Well, I'm right behind you.
Yo, it isn't yours. It's mine now, like your girlfriend.
Oh, I'm getting worried, dude. Real concern.
It's been a couple of days. Manny's a gentleman. But Manny's got appetites. Click!
The boyish messenger grabs his bike, accidentally dropping his chain. Now we zoom out to an overview of the city. A yellow line traces his route from 54th and 3rd down to a busy, cluttered storefront office at 28th and 11th. Inside, a cocky Indian dispatcher talks on a headset.
No, sweetheart. Think Gandhi, not Sitting Bull. Boom!
Yes, I'm already on it.
Sweetheart, I gotta go. Security courier. Uh-huh. Get line 220 on Squid.
Right here.
Goddamn radio got run over.
Rush! What the hell?
And then he jumped my route?
Is it so?
Yes, it's so. You shouldn't try to be Zen, dude. You're wearing a gold chain.
Ah, Tito, my midtown monster slow and steady comes in last. You get passed by a hot dog cart today?
The pedal's turned, Roz. Not just the left one, but the right one.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
The boyish messenger looks outside and sees Manny kiss the athletic woman's cheek.
Sense, but I believe it is profound.
Hey, I'm light. You got anything else today?
Well, the pedal's turned, my friend. The pedal's turned.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, Tito said it, not me.
Hey.
She walks by holding a wheel.
Hello?
Hey, Vanessa, I hope you're gonna fix that wheel and get back out there.
Yep.
In the back room, Vanessa fits the wheel into a truing stand and spins it. The boyish messenger comes up behind her.
Why don't you call me back?
I don't have anything else to say.
As she fixes the rim, he leans around and tries to kiss her.
I know you're not about to kiss me right now.
Why not? You don't want it?
My hand to God, I don't.
Then why did your back just arch?
It did not.
Yes, it did. Oops. Like it always does. So you did it again.
Stop.
She takes the wheel.
Really? Come on.
No.
She leaves.
Okay, ride safe.
Security courier. Yo, Nemo, what's up? Yeah, he's here. Where we going? Okay. Okay. All right. Great. Got it. Wiley, you're in luck. Your alma mater summons. 116th Street entrance, law school, main office, drop us in Chinatown. I need you south of Pell in 90 minutes. Let's go.
You're getting 50 for that run. At least give me 40.
Forget it. Tito, never mind. Marco, Polo,
yep.
I got a nice long run for
Can't
you
do
guys.
It.
Why not?
Gotta get hammered.
Fair enough.
Come on, man, I'm tired. I'm hungry. My day is taking a turn for the shitty. Give me the 40.
I'll give you 30. Don't screw it up. It's premium rush.
The time appears. 5:17. Manny leans against a pickup.
Hey, Wiley. You and me, man, Central Park, just one lap. Straight up bicycle race. No whale riding, no bumper surfing, any alley cat bullshit. I'll kick your ass, man. Have you seen my thighs?
Wiley flips him off.
Have you seen my thighs?
As he pedals into traffic, Wiley's white striped shoes blur, and his slender legs bounce up and down. He breaks out of a pack of yellow taxis and veers into the far right lane that reads Bus Only. Now Vanessa wipes her hands on her shorts as she rides under an elevated train track. She holds out her arm before passing a red car beside her.
What do you want?
So you're into spandex now?
On your right! God, you forget about Manny? He's just helping me move.
Move? You guys are moving?
No, I'm moving, she's staying.
Why?
I don't want to talk about it. She wants me out by the end of the day.
What, did you get in a fight with her too?
I'll call you back.
Shit.
We zoom out to the overhead view. A green marker reads 10th Avenue and 39th Street. The yellow line shoots up the west side and terminates at a green marker that reads Broadway and 116th Street. Now Wiley breezes on his bike through wrought iron gates onto the Columbia University campus, drawing attention from a security guard.
Hey, walk that thing!
As he locks his bike, a sandy-haired student spots him.
Wiley? Oh, it is you.
Hey, man.
Hey, what you been up to, man?
You know, running reds, killing feds.
I heard you never took the bar.
It's on my list.
He keeps walking.
Don't stress about it. Hey, they say if you snort some Ritalin, it's a cakewalk.
Sage advice, Mr. Hand.
In an eerie modern building, he jogs up the stairs to a young Chinese woman.
Oh. Hey, Nima, they didn't tell me it was you who called. Is that it?
It must be there by 7 o'clock. Deliver only to Sister Chen.
Where am I going?
Chinatown, 147 Doyers. Is that going to be difficult?
Would be for some.
It's a tiny street, very hard to see.
I'll find it. Time is now 5:33. Sign here and print your name under it, please.
He hands her a delivery slip. She stares at it.
You okay? I heard you got roommate troubles. I feel
bad. I kind of hooked you guys up.
Deliver only to Sister Chen. It must be there by 7 o'clock. It's extremely important.
Always is.
He gives her a pink receipt, then stands there expectantly.
Gonna need the envelope.
He pulls a thin white envelope from her grip.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Nima watches him trot downstairs.
Hey!
She turns.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Her brow furrows quizzically. Outside, Wiley punches his destination into a smartphone. A map plots a suggested course from the top of Manhattan all the way down the length of the island to 147th Doyer Street. A street-level view of the address reveals an old Chinatown tea parlor. Putting the phone back in his pocket, he spots a food cart. Now he peels open a foil-wrapped burrito and takes a bite. As he unlocks his bike, a flat-nosed man in a suit runs up to him.
Hey! Hey, excuse me, messenger guy, that envelope you picked up, I gotta ask for it back.
Who are you?
Forrest J. Ackerman, head of campus security. The woman who gave you the envelope, she's not authorized to use the school account. It's an internal matter I've been investigating, not your problem. Can I have the envelope, please?
Yeah, thing is, once it goes in the bag, it's gotta stay in the bag. Let's say you're from a dispatcher.
Fine, call him. I'll talk to him. I got the receipt right here.
Nima gave that to you?
Who?
Nima. You don't know the name of the woman you're, investigating?
Oh, yeah, Nima, right. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Your mouth was full.
Thing is, ma'am, the company I work for, it's called Security Courier. The security part means that once people give us their shit, we don't just hand it out to random strangers on the street. So, listen, I just spent $7 on this delicious urban food log, so if you'd step aside and let me eat, that'd be great.
The man grabs his handlebars.
What's your name?
Wiley.
Wiley. Wile. E. Like the coyote?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Thanks.
You got a real name? Girlfriend? Family? People who give a shit if they see you again?
Who are you, man?
I'm the guy you don't fuck with.
The man stares him down, and Wiley coolly holds his gaze.
Hold my log.
The man takes it. Wiley pedals backward.
Hey!
He turns on one wheel and rides away.
Have a nice day, douchebag!
His jaw set, the man tosses the burrito on the ground. Now Wiley pedals southbound on a stretch of Broadway filled with moderate, easy-flowing traffic. He maneuvers effortlessly in the wide spaces between yellow taxis and other cars. He puts in his earpiece.
I just wanted to say I was sorry.
That thing was important to me. Maybe that doesn't mean shit to you.
No, it means something to me. I just forgot, that's all.
Okay, I get it.
Look, this is three sorries now.
It's actually only two.
Well, you hung up on one of them, so that's on you.
I don't get it. Honestly, watch out! Excuse me? I just don't get it. I mean, you have opportunity and all that brain and you throw it away.
Look, why are we having this conversation? You get it. You ride like I do.
No, I ride, but not like you, Wiley. I put a brake on my bike and I use it.
Yeah, and that brake's gonna get you killed. You should get rid of that. The worst shit that ever happened to me happened when I had a brake. Brakes are death.
You know what?
She dismounts.
That thing you say, it's not as cute anymore. You could have any job you want.
When I see a guy in a gray business suit my age, it makes my balls shrivel up into my abdomen.
Whatever.
At a loading dock.
Hi, Alonzo.
We get paid to ride. What could be better than that?
Do you know why I ride? Because I hate waiting tables. Thank you.
Look, I'm sorry that I didn't come to your school thing. But what do you want me to do about it right now?
My school thing? It was graduation, and you blew it off for a raise. Look, I know it took me 8 years to get my degree, but I'm gonna get a decent job and sit behind the desk all day. I don't need anyone in my life telling me that it's meaningless, because it means something to me, and I need to know that I can count on you.
A gray sedan speeds up behind
him. Hello?
I gotta go.
Of course you do.
I'm gonna call you back.
The car zooms up on Wiley's right, the flat-nosed man at the wheel.
Hey, what? Douchebag! What the hell's the matter with you?
Come on, son, this is silly. You gotta skin your knee.
Oh, I think I'll be all right. Thank you, though.
Just pull over right up here. Come on. You're a very uncooperative guy, you know that? Come on, give it to me.
No!
He swerves dangerously close to the bike. A stoplight turns red.
You take care now!
Stop traffic blocks the car.
Oh, shit!
Forced to brake, the man watches as Wiley weaves through the intersection, dodging traffic. The gray Mazda sedan edges around stopped cars and tears through the intersection after him. Now, as Wiley rides parallel to an elevated train track, the car catches up with him again. looks over his shoulder, then purses his lips and pedals harder. He veers under the elevated track's rusty trestles as the car tails him. Just ahead, orange cones and signs warn of a construction zone.
Chasing a bicycle.
He pursues Wiley under the tracks into a narrow construction zone bound by concrete barriers. Wiley looks over his shoulder. Only a car length separates his bike and the grill of the Mazda. Up ahead, Wiley sees a narrow opening between two concrete barriers. The man slams his brakes as Wiley zips cleanly between them. Now the man throws the car in reverse and swerves back onto the avenue. Up ahead, Wiley wipes sweat from his cheek. He glances over his shoulder and shakes his head. Swerving out from behind a taxi, he grabs the side and holds on through an intersection. Behind him, the gray sedan weaves in and out of traffic. The flat-nosed man's wide eyes fix on his target as he closes in. Wiley checks over his shoulder, then lowers his head and pedals rapidly, leaning over the handlebars. He cuts through a side street intersection and crosses the center barrier into oncoming traffic. Cars barely avoid him.
Tricky.
Wiley speeds alongside the center barrier.
You moron! You're right!
You maniac!
Sorry, my fault!
His pursuer speeds up next to him on the other side of the barrier.
Hey! Give me the envelope!
What?
You can hear me, you little shit!
Sorry, I can't hear you!
What's it to you? Come on! Give me the goddamn envelope!
Oh, that? No!
Wiley cuts off two cabs and turns left down a one-way side street, still riding against traffic. The man watches. He takes an abrupt left onto the next street. On a sidewalk, a bicycle cop tickets a bike messenger.
I just wish they wouldn't ride on the sidewalk, you know? I mean, look, I understand you've got a job to do.
Wiley speeds past, causing an accident.
Excuse me.
The officer takes off. In the gray sedan, the man sees Wiley traveling parallel one street over. He makes a sharp left into a parking garage. He speeds toward two workers. Exiting on the other side, he stops. Wiley flips over the hood. Landing on his feet, he ducks behind the car.
Now see, I told you this wouldn't end well for you.
The man tosses the bike near Wiley.
Where'd you go?
Wiley snaps a photo of his license plate.
Hey, come here.
He grabs the bike and takes off through the garage, passing the workers. The man gets back in his car.
Hey!
As he speeds in reverse through the garage, a worker hurls a broom at him.
Hey!
The bicycle cop spots Wiley.
NYPD, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Great.
Wiley keeps going as the sedan exits the garage. Two teens run out in front of the sedan.
Hey!
One bangs on his hood.
Delinquent scum!
The bicycle cop pursues Wiley.
Red shirt on the bicycle! NYPD! You just caused an accident back there!
The sedan turns onto the street. The bicycle cop clenches his teeth and pedals hard. Looking ahead, Wiley watches a taxi pull over and its top light illuminate. He swerves between the taxi and parked cars. As the officer follows, the rear door swings open.
Oh, shit!
Hitting the door, the officer flips off his bike and onto the street. Wiley glances back. Focusing ahead, he visualizes potential routes through an intersection. A white line leads him around a taxi and into a baby stroller. A second route runs him directly into a crossing jogger who falls in front of a delivery truck. Wiley imagines a path to the sidewalk, but a van hits him, bouncing his body between two other cars. Now his eyes scan left to a block of mirrored windows on a corner building. In the reflection, a white line draws a curved path through the traffic. He rides safely through and looks back. Stuck in traffic, the flat-nosed man leaves his sedan.
Shit.
He glares forward, watching Wiley continue down the block. Now a bike rests in the bed of Manny's black pickup truck.
Thanks for helping me with this.
You know I'm always there for you.
Well, I couldn't have done it on my own, so thanks.
Manny glances at Vanessa.
Look, it's none of my business, but, you know, you save yourself a lot of heartache breaking up with the coyote man. I mean, seriously, you know, he's crazy. And it's not like he's some great cyclist or something. I mean, he's just got a death wish. That's all. That's no skill.
Manny pulls over on a one-way street and puts the truck in park.
Only reason he beats me in Alleycat is because a man got a mental instability. I mean, all that fixie bullshit, you know, the no brakes, no gears, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you.
Look, think about it, okay? He's broke his left collarbone twice. Got a couple concussions and pain in his wrist.
Well, that's when he was doing all that trick stuff. He's not into that anymore.
Okay, sure, but the way he rides, what does that tell you?
How much he loves it, I guess.
Then he's got him some confused priorities, babe.
Vanessa looks away and lowers her head. As she unhooks her seatbelt, Manny leans in and kisses her.
Well, yeah. No, Manny.
He looks away.
Hey, my roommate's in some kind of trouble and she won't text me back. Can you just drop me off over on Broadway? Please, I gotta go find her.
Manny nods.
Thanks.
Now our view quickly elevates to the overhead view of New York City. A yellow line highlights a route from Amsterdam and 112th Street down to Columbus and 82nd, where Wiley slides to a stop on his brakeless bike. He dismounts by a line of squad cars.
Jesus.
He chains his bike to a pole. Now Wiley bursts through double doors and storms up to a window.
Okay, this douchebag tried
I can hear you. Sorry. guy tried to rob me and run me over with his car.
Are you injured?
No.
You want to file a complaint?
No, I want him arrested. It's like attempted vehicular manslaughter or whatever.
Is it, Your Honor? Have a seat. Someone will be right out to take your statement.
I also have a picture of his license plate number.
That's fantastic. Have a seat. Someone will be right with you.
Thank you for your concern.
He turns away from the officer, his helmet dangling from his bag. Wiley takes a seat, then notices several vending machines behind him. In the corner, two detectives talk with a civilian. Wiley approaches a machine. He pulls a wrinkled dollar bill from his pocket, smooths it a bit, then inserts it. As Wiley makes his selection, a man enters and joins the detectives. In the glass reflection, Wiley sees it's the man from the gray sedan.
Detective Monday graces us with his presence.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late. Your wife had a lot of unusual requests.
Yeah? You still got that rash?
Yeah, I worked around it.
Keeping his back turned, Wiley checks Detective Monday's license plate photo.
Goddamn tooth went abscess on me, bitch, just a little bastard.
He sees NYPD on the side.
Waiting room an hour and a half. Finally sits me in the chair, takes one look at it, yanks it right out of my head. Can you believe it? Yeah, that's why I'm late.
The time appears, 5:47. It quickly backtracks to 3:27. In Chinatown, pedestrians stroll on a crowded sidewalk. In a smoky, sunlit room, a hand shakes a metal cup. At a gaming table, a dealer sets down the cup, then distributes four Chinese dominoes to each player for a hand of pai gao. Detective Monday sits among the Asian gamblers and examines his tiles.
Yeah, got you now, sucker.
The dealer arranges his hand.
Monster hand, monster hand.
He collects the player's chips.
Jesus, you're kidding. Goddamn shit. No.
Next time, bad luck, Bobby, huh? Not bad hand, not bad hand. Almost, Bobby.
Monday glances over his shoulder at a white man in the corner.
Everything okay, Bobby?
Oh, it's great. I just got to get to work is all.
Same old, same old. Mr. Monday. Mr. Sunday.
Monday grunts.
Rebuy.
A bald Chinese man turns.
Hello? Rebuy?
The bald man nods. He walks away from a window where a silver-haired man reads a newspaper and approaches Monday.
Let me get you a coat,
No, thank you. I need $5,000. What's the problem?
It's up to 17.
Which happens to be my lucky number.
Yeah, this isn't your game, man. Angles don't have the math for pai gao. Mr. Lin thinks.
What does Mr. Lin think? Huh? He can't get shut down because the cop owes him a few dollars?
Hey, come on, you don't want to talk
72nd
about
Street, Brooklyn players, they all went down eventually. They all go down, Charlie Chan.
You need a little get up.
You take a walk in the park.
He stands up.
I want a rebuy.
The dealer nervously watches, and the white man looks up from his book. The bald manager takes Monday aside.
Sorry.
Look, if you really need cash, I shouldn't be telling you this.
What?
You know that bitch Snakehead my sister works for?
Yeah.
She said they got a serious ticket coming down from a Hualador in Morningside tonight.
How much is it worth?
$50,000. And that ticket is as good as cash. If you get a hold of that thing and bring it here, your money problems with us are over. Maybe I take a little finder's fee, let's just say a third, Mr. Lin gets the rest, and you're even.
Monday purses his lips.
What do I look like, a chain snatcher to you? I'm a cop. I look like a purse pincher, a goddamn mugger.
I'm just trying to help you out. You don't want to do that. You're a big boy. Go to the Shire, borrow what you gotta borrow. Mr. Lin gets a 17, you're right back in.
Yeah.
Monday walks across the room and takes a seat in the corner next to the white loan shark.
What's the pay?
20 points.
That's ridiculous.
Don't take it.
From our friends in Ozone Park?
You wish. Brighton Beach.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, don't take it.
Monday stares at the ceiling.
Give it to me.
Now the loan shark stuffs bills into an envelope and holds it to Monday, who pulls it from his grip. Smiling, the manager approaches with his hand extended. Monday heads for the door.
Hey, where you going?
He leaves and the bald man turns to the loan shark. Monday walks down a narrow staircase onto the street. On the balcony above, the loan shark watches with the manager.
He took it across the street.
I have now seen it all.
Look at that sick bastard.
Monday hurries down a staircase. In a large underground bingo hall, dozens of long wooden tables form rows where only a few people play. Briskly passing the caller, Monday steps back through a door leading to another illicit gambling room. Now he stands at a crowded table with all his cash laid out.
Come on. Yeah, come on, come on.
Are you sure you want to put that all in one hand?
Yeah, I'm sure.
The dealer distributes dominoes.
This is the one. Let's see, what do we got here? Where we at? Nah. Keep your eyes to yourself, all right, buddy? I'm not done. 6 plus 7 is shit. 6 plus 5 is shit. 8 plus 5 is 6. 7 is shit. It's all shit, no matter how you add it up. Laps up. Laps up.
He throws the dominoes down.
Whatever. Thanks a lot.
Now in an alley, a thick phone book whacks Monday's face. Two dark-dressed Chinese men stand over him on his knees.
That's Chinese phone book? Yeah.
An enormous man with a crew cut hits him again, then drops the book.
What's that, man?
He puts a leather strap over his knuckles.
Why, you getting tired? Hey, wait a minute. Wait, whoa.
Monday launches back from the hit, landing on his side. He rolls over.
Tired my ass.
He lies on his back, writhing in pain with a bloody mouth. In a window above, an old Chinese woman watches the detective sit up and spit out a tooth.
What? That's my tooth! You piece of shit! I said nothing permanent!
He stands up.
Hey, I'm talking to you! Get over here! There are goddamn rules about this shit, okay? You think it doesn't apply? I'll take a lump or two if I cross the line, but you think I'm gonna grow new teeth at my age?
Mr. Lin!
Monday knees the large man and pistol whips the other.
What? Is Mr. Lin in charge? Is Mr. Lin president of the United States?
He kicks the man's face.
Let me tell you something, boys. I am a cop. You do not do this.
He drags the large man to the tailgate of a truck, then stomps on him. Monday stands over the unconscious thug.
Hey. Come on, it wasn't that bad.
He nudges the man with his foot as the other hobbles over and kneels beside his cohort.
You'll be all right. Come on. Come on, Poppy.
The injured man awakes.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Monday shifts on his feet, feeling his missing tooth with his tongue.
Get your buddy to Bellevue.
The corrupt detective marches away. Now he approaches the bald manager.
14 minutes. I timed it. That's how long it took you to soak yourself in gasoline and set it on fire.
Monday closes his eyes and nods.
That?
He winces.
That ticket you were talking about? I think I'm gonna need the address.
Now back at the precinct, Wiley faces the vending machine.
Yeah, goddamn Dennis. Is that a good enough reason for you? 2 hours in the chair. Believe it? No problem.
Wiley notices a men's room a few steps away.
I'm gonna go get my morphine. I'll be right back.
With a quick glance toward Monday, he hurries inside. Wiley checks under the first two stalls and enters the third, locking the door behind him. Letting out a deep breath, he swings his messenger bag around to his front side. He pulls out Nima's envelope and flips it over. Scribbled text reads, Sister Chen, Nam Hua, 147 doyers. Holding it to the light, he sees the outline of a small rectangular ticket inside. Wiley shakes his head and reluctantly tears the envelope open with his finger. The messenger removes a movie ticket stub with a simple smiley face drawn on its front side. Examining it, his eyes narrow. He glances around. Shaking his head, Wiley sticks the ticket and the envelope back into his bag. Two detectives enter.
You know, I've been thinking about flying. What about them? They hang out together, you know, they work out, they cook pasta.
pose for calendars.
What are you talking about?
We should do that. I'm not posing for any calendar.
Meanwhile, Monday taps a pencil on his desk, his brow furrowed and his lip curled in a nasty scowl. In the bathroom.
No towels?
The detectives shake their wet hands as they leave. Now Wiley emerges from the stall and cautiously opens the bathroom door. He stops in the doorway and scans the waiting area. Looking back across, he spots Monday at a desk behind the window. He gently closes the bathroom door, then hurries out through the lobby. Bursting through the main entrance and up a few stairs, Wiley grabs his key from his pocket. As he approaches his bike, the bicycle cop steps onto the sidewalk a few yards away.
Hey, look who's here. Lance Armstrong.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hold up a minute.
Wiley ducks down near the entrance.
What happened to you?
I got my ass kicked by a kid on a bicycle.
You okay?
I'm all right.
Inside, Monday stares off vacantly.
Monday, come on. We gotta see that guy.
Yeah.
He stops tapping his pencil and stabs an apple with it. Outside.
Monday, seriously, we gotta go. Let's go.
Wiley bolts from the entrance.
We'll talk to him this time. He responds to you better.
Really?
I don't know why.
Monday checks his watch as he steps up to the sidewalk. Passing the light pole, he glances down at the white bike and stops. He turns, surveying the area. Down the block, Wiley hides around a corner.
Monday, you coming?
Yeah, I forgot my bullets. I'll meet you guys there, okay?
Who forgets their bullets? Monday.
The bicycle cop walks his bike toward Wiley. The messenger peeks around the corner, sees him, and retreats. In the precinct, Monday enters the waiting area and scans the room. From a stairway, Wiley watches the cop wheel his bike into a gated alley and makes a run for it. The cop sets his bike in a rack with other police bikes. As he leaves the alley, he unhooks his helmet. Casually looking up at a round security mirror, he sees Wiley running down the sidewalk. He hooks his helmet and grabs his bike. In the men's room, Monday pushes open the stall doors.
Shit.
Outside, Wiley wheels his bike past the row of squad cars and hops on. As he speeds away, the bicycle cop pursues.
Hey, red shirt! NYPD!
Come on, dude!
Monday paces in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
I'm working on it.
The guy's dead.
What?
The guy you beat up, Bobby, he didn't even make the ride to the hospital. You got a real knack for making it worse, you know that?
Monday presses his lips together.
God damn it. I'll make amends.
Start with the money.
Get that ticket, bring it to Mr. Link's shop on 28th. You got 1 hour.
Monday glares at his reflection. The time appears, 5:57. He hits the mirror and storms out of the bathroom. Now on a busy sidewalk, Wiley swerves around pedestrians. The bicycle cop follows.
Heads up! We gotta go! Out of the way!
Wiley rides into the street and turns toward the traffic. He pulls a U-turn in front of an oncoming taxi, then cuts off an SUV and crosses the street.
Police! On your left, buddy, look out!
The bicycle cop follows. A car stops inches short, then a taxi swerves, barely missing him.
What do you want me to do?
On a sidewalk, Wiley sees two officers on foot up ahead. He rides into a convenience store.
Hello, everybody! Stand still, lady, stand still. You're good. There you go.
The cop dismounts and runs his bike through the store.
Police! Coming through! Ladies, please! Heads up, man!
Wiley continues into the back alley and rides through several sheets of hanging plastic. The cop follows, knocks over some boxes, and remounts his bike. Wiley turns onto a one-way street. As the cop pursues, he rides straight into a cop.
Whoa, buddy!
He bounces off the hood and continues on. Wiley rides a block ahead.
Stop already!
Wiley turns through a gate leading into Central Park. The bicycle cop catches up.
Making it worse for yourself, I swear to God!
They pass school kids.
Keep the kids back! Keep them back! NYPD!
Wiley turns down a narrow path, passing between signs that read Museum Bicycle Parking. Reaching the far end, he jumps a fence 3 feet tall.
Oh, no!
The cop crashes into it and tumbles to the sidewalk. Wincing painfully, he gets up. Wiley reaches a busy street with a row of school buses parked on the far side. He brakes just short of a passing truck. Abandoning his bike, the cop pursues him on foot. Dodging traffic while he rides across the street, the cop reaches the sidewalk and spots him wheeling out of view behind a school bus. He crosses the street, moves past the bus, and finds no sign of the bike messenger. As he continues his search, our view drifts to the other side of a bus, where a crouching Wiley holds onto its extendable stop sign. He lets the bus tow him on his bike as it pulls away. The bike cop steps out into the street, removes his helmet, and looks around. Kids lean out of the bus behind him. They point away from Wiley.
Get your arms inside the bus!
Hitching a ride with the bus, Wiley lets go of the stop sign and splits off. He darts across the street, cutting off two oncoming cars, and turns down a quiet one-way road. Dismounting by a fire hydrant, he leans his bike against a utility box. Wiley removes his helmet, throws it down angrily, and paces the sidewalk. Taking his cell phone from his shorts, he dials a call with shaking hands.
Dispatch.
What did you do to me, man? What the hell am I carrying?
Wiley, where are you?
I do not carry drug shit or whatever the hell this is.
It's not drugs. It can't be drugs. It's from a highly respected East Coast college. It's probably drugs.
Yep.
Listen to me. I almost got my ass killed 3 times in the last 20 minutes. And it wasn't my fault.
Now, is somebody messing with you? You need backup?
No, I just want to get rid of the thing.
Well, I got nobody else. The only person here is Tito, and I can't send him that far north. The guy's like 98 years old. No offense.
Dude, just call the college and tell him I'm bringing the package back, okay? I'm done with it.
No, don't take it back. Come on, Wiley.
Raj eyes his phone, then lowers it. Manny strides in.
Manny. Just the person I need to see.
What's up?
Elsewhere, Wiley pedals down a street with a broad landscape divider. He weaves easily through the moderate traffic without breaking his pace. At his desk in the police station, Monday leans back in his chair with his fist over his mouth. He raises a finger in the air and wags it thoughtfully. Digging a crumpled courier ticket from his pocket, he refolds it. The corrupt detective makes a call on his desk phone.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about an order you just picked up. Order number? Yeah, got it right here. 223-1970. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna need to change the delivery address on that envelope. Yeah, me, I'm Forrest J. Ackerman, Dean of Students.
A time whisks into view, 6:09. The time ticks back rapidly to 4 o'clock. On campus, Nima leaves an office desk.
I've got that appointment now. I'll see you in a bit. I'm good.
Later, the young woman strides briskly through the campus's tall iron gates. She crosses a narrow one-way street. Digging in her bag, she trots up the steps to an apartment building. Now we peer up a dizzying rectangular stairwell as Nima ascends hurriedly. Later, a door opens at the far end of a long, narrow hallway with a red carpet. Nima slips through and checks her watch as she marches toward us. Turning at a doorway, she stops short at the sight of Vanessa packing on a living room floor.
Hi.
Hey, I'm almost done. My friend borrowed a truck to help me move, so I'll be out of here by 6.
Thank you. I'm sorry this is so sudden. You'll be all right?
Yeah, staying with my aunt until I find a place.
Okay, good.
I still don't get what happened. Did I do something to piss you off or something?
No, I told you. It's a private matter.
Nima checks her watch.
Excuse me, I have some things to take care of.
Vanessa gazes after her. In a small bedroom, Nima pulls a lockbox from under a bed and uses a key to open it. It contains thousands of dollars in cash. Nima transfers it to a bag.
Whoa. Where did you get all that?
This is my business. Better for you to stay out of it.
Are you going out with that? Because this is New York City. You can't walk around with all that money. Where are you going?
Down the street.
Where?
The nail salon.
The nail salon.
This is something I have to do. I don't have a choice.
Okay, I'm coming with you.
No, thank you.
As Nima hurries out, Vanessa watches her go with a concerned frown. Outside, the troubled woman trots down the steps of her stoop, bag in hand. She slings it over her dainty shoulder with her purse as she maintains her brisk stride. Later, Nima walks around a corner and arrives at a boutique nail salon. Going inside, she speaks to an apron-clad woman who points helpfully. Nima follows her directions to an arched doorway where an imposing man with a shaved head and goatee stands posted. He walks her down a back hallway to a door with a grated window. Stepping through, he leads her to a beautifully tended garden patio. A thin, hunched man with gray hair and suspenders turns as she approaches.
Mr. Liang?
He graciously beckons her to a table at the patio's center. Taking a seat, Nima notices a squat, bespectacled man with toad-like features writing in a notebook. As he looks up at her, she lowers her timid gaze. At home, Vanessa answers the door to find Monday on the other side.
NYPD.
Yeah?
You got a minute?
Vanessa gives a compliant nod. On Leung's patio, a wind chime depicting hummingbirds sways in a gentle breeze. The old man transfers bundles of cash to a lockbox, then turns and gives a beckoning gesture.
Count it.
As an associate takes the box away, he makes notations in a slim book.
A lot of money for a young lady.
Took me 2 years. I work 3 jobs.
American dream, huh?
Is to work 3 jobs?
These days, yes.
He sets his pen aside and shuts the notebook. Subtitles. You speak Mandarin? Sure. Yes. If you lose the ticket, I cannot give you back the money. You understand? Leung takes a movie ticket from an envelope and draws a smiley face on it. This ticket now is money for whoever holds it. As Nima looks on, he slips it into a small white envelope. If you have problems, you don't call the police. You call this number. Mr. Leung hands Nima a nondescript business card. The Hawala system settles its own problems. He jerks his head toward the toad-faced man. This money is for a snakehead?
Sure.
Yes. Which one? Sister Chen, she won't take cash. She sent me to you.
Yeah.
Did you tell anyone you were coming here? Nima shakes her head thoughtfully. Only my friend. This city is not your village. Many people would rob you if they know what you have. My friend wouldn't tell anyone. If she did, they may be watching for you. An associate delivers a small slip of paper. Mr. Leung reads its contents, then slips it away. Can someone else deliver the ticket for you? Someone they won't recognize? I don't know. Think about it. May the Buddha watch over you. The old man hands her the small white envelope. As Nima gathers her things and leaves the patio, Mr. Leung and his toad-faced associate gaze after her. Later, she steps out of the nail salon and heads down the sidewalk, glancing over her shoulder. Across the street, Monday's gray sedan pulls away from the curb. Nima glances over her shoulder again. Monday's sedan creeps after Nima, matching her pace. Noticing, the young woman glances at it uneasily, then lifts her head and slows her gait. The gray sedan pulls away, parking at the other end of a crosswalk a few yards ahead. Nima opens her purse. As Monday gets out of his car and swaggers toward her, she makes a call on her cell phone. At courier dispatch, Raj answers his multi-line phone.
Security courier. Yo, Nima, what's up?
I have a pickup from our office. It will be ready in about 10 minutes. Is Wiley available?
Yeah, he's here. Where we going? Okay. Okay. All right. Great. Got it. Wiley, you're in luck. Your alma mater summons.
Ending the call, Nima finds Monday stepping into the crosswalk. She notices a bus pulling up to her right.
Come on.
Monday impatiently waves a car through the intersection. Arriving at the corner, Nima turns right, drops her bag at the curb, and hurries across the street to the bus. Monday scowls after her as he finishes crossing the street. Picking up her bag, he unzips it hastily. As Nima boards the bus, Monday tears through the bag's multiple pockets, finds it empty, and throws it down. He gazes after the departing transit. Later, Nima arrives back at the law school's bustling campus. Shifting her anxious gaze, she nearly walks into a security guard. Sidestepping him, she glances back toward the campus entryway and crosses a footpath. Now Monday's gray sedan makes a U-turn in the face of oncoming traffic, then parks at a curb at the edge of campus. The corrupt detective leaves his car and jogs toward the open gates. Later, he shifts his frustrated gaze.
Damn.
He reaches a bustling quad and turns on the spot.
Damn.
The security guard passes.
Oh, hey, excuse me. NYPD, I'm looking for a young Asian woman, about 22, 23, blue shirt, black pants. She just walked by a minute ago. You know where I can find her?
Wiley rides past.
Hey, walk that thing! Yeah, I believe so.
Now Wiley gives Nima the receipt.
Thanks, have a nice day.
The cheeky courier takes the envelope and heads downstairs. Nima gazes after him.
Hey! Oh, hey, there you are.
Monday approaches her.
Hey there.
He shows his badge.
Forrest J. Ackerman, Internal Revenue Service, Wire Fraud Investigation Unit.
Yes.
Now, young lady, you realize this system of money transfer you're participating in circumvents about 18 different United States banking regulations?
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, relax. It's not you that's facing jail time. At least, I don't think so. These Hawaladars are known to prey on unsuspecting illegal immigrants.
I'm not illegal.
We don't have to get into that.
I have a student visa.
With you?
At home.
Oh, see, it's supposed to be with you at all times. Yeah, you leave it at home, that's a good way to get yourself deported. But we don't have to go down to immigration and talk about that now. That's totally unnecessary. We can settle it right here. I just need to see the envelope the Hawaladar gave you. Please.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Why someone who says he's an IRS agent has a New York City police detective's badge.
Monday gives a guilty smile, then manages a nod.
Come over here.
Okay.
He drags her into an empty auditorium.
What are you doing? Let me go.
Okay, smarty pants.
He grabs her throat.
You know what the HR shrink said I have? Impulse control issues. Like you need a college degree to figure that out. I'm telling you this so you know that it's in your best interest not to lie to me or waste my time, but give me the goddamn envelope, please, before I lose my shit and rip your throat out. Clear enough?
Nina crumples the courier receipt behind her back.
What's that?
Snatching it from her, Monday flattens the slip and reads it. He gives Nina an exasperated glare.
What did you do?
He releases her roughly. As Monday storms out, Nima clutches her throat and stares after him. Now he looks around outside.
Damn it.
His eyes widen.
Oh, hey!
He runs to Wiley.
Excuse me! Messenger guy! That envelope you just picked up, I'm gonna have to ask for that back.
In a restroom, Nima tends to her throat. Vanessa enters.
What are you doing here? What is up with you?
Nothing.
Well, that doesn't look like nothing.
It's my problem. It's personal.
Did that cop find you?
You saw him? What did you tell him?
He said there were some people planning to rob you and he was trying to stop it. He wanted to help you.
Oh, yes, he helped me very much.
What's going on?
You're no friend. We are not friends.
Yes, we are.
I told you one thing and you almost ruined it all. I'll take care of myself.
Nima, you gotta start trusting somebody. Please, tell me. What's going on?
At 6:17, Wiley leaves the campus food court munching an apple.
Wiley? What are you doing here?
Nima.
You can't have delivered already. It's not possible.
You know what? It's really uncool to let a messenger service deliver your illegal bullshit.
Where is my envelope?
It's hard enough out there.
Where is it?
I gave it back to the front desk.
Nima dashes off. Wiley glances after her, then pushes an elevator call button. Nima bursts into her office.
Did a messenger just come by and drop off an envelope?
Yeah, and another one just came and picked it up.
The receipt reads, Flowers for You, 120 West 28th.
Who told them to change the address?
Nima races to her desk, gathers up her purse, and dashes out. Her colleague gazes after her. Now Wiley steps onto the elevator. Nima sprints over, gets in beside him, and lowers her troubled gaze. As she sways restlessly on her feet, Wiley notices her anxious demeanor.
Hey. You get your envelope back?
Nima shakes her head.
Someone else come and pick it up?
She nods.
But it's going to the wrong place.
What? Why?
Why do you care?
She hurries out. Wiley follows. Striding past Nima, he notices her turning away in tears. He eyes her sympathetically. Wiley shifts his gaze and sways on his feet.
So what was that thing I was carrying?
It's like a receipt for a great deal of money.
What's the money for?
A chateau. A snake heaven.
What's that?
It's a kind of porter.
Right. So you're involved in some kind of drug thing?
No.
What are you importing?
Nima shows him a snapshot of a chubby-cheeked preschool-aged boy.
My son. I came to this country on a student visa. He was to come right after me. It is not illegal. He can travel on my visa. But in an article I wrote about Tibet a long time ago, it was posted on the internet. For the past years, they have not let him leave China. So I have to get him out another way. Because I will have my son.
As she hurries past him, Wiley gives a comprehending nod.
Why'd you have to go and ask for me? Huh?
Vanessa always said you are the best at what you do. She says maybe she can never count on you, but at work, there's no one better.
She said that.
Is it true? Can I count on you?
Nima looks up at him tearfully. Wiley chucks his apple away.
Let me see the name on the sheet.
Now Vanessa rides her bicycle up to the courier dispatch and marches inside.
How come you don't answer my calls?
Because I got a business to run. What do you want?
You picked up an envelope from Nima at the college office at 5:30. Yeah. Where is it?
Jesus, what is it with this envelope? People love it. They hate it. They gotta have it. They gotta get rid of it. It's like cigarettes or Democrats. Where is the opener?
Who's got it, Raj?
Your boy Wiley pussied out. Said he was taking it back.
So it's back at the school?
Negativo. Somebody called to change the drop-off address. Why are there a million tools in here and nothing to open a beer?
A man or a woman?
That would be a dude.
So who's gonna pick it up?
I gave it to Manny.
As Vanessa hurries out, Raj braces his beer against a table edge and opens it with a hammer. Now Wiley marches outside to a bike rack and unlocks his vehicle. With the security chain around his waist, he straddles the bicycle and types two addresses into his phone. A yellow line maps a route from 116th and Broadway to 120 West 28th Street. A street-level view shows an independently run flower shop. A trajectory in red shows an alternate route cutting through Central Park. Clutching the phone, Wiley rides down a street.
Which way are you going, you roided-out freak?
Manny rides on a street packed with taxis. He eyes the cell strapped to his arm. A text reads, "Manny, call me. Urgent." He scoffs and shakes his head. Wiley sends another text. "Really, asshole, money involved."
Really?
On his bike, Wiley answers a phone call.
Hey, where are you?
Caught up Broadway and kiss my ass. What do you want?
Need that envelope you just got.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, seriously, you don't know what it is.
I know exactly what it is. $50 if I get it there by 7.
Wait, you're getting 50? Ross only giving me 30.
Yeah? Speed costs money, pussy.
Pull over and give it to me, man. I'll explain later.
Okay, pussy, I'll wait right here. There, I just dumped the 112.
He passes 109th.
Bullshit, dude, I can hear the wind. You're still moving.
Yeah, Manny rides fast. You should try. It feels good.
Hello? Asshole.
Wiley?
Oh, now you want to talk?
This whole thing is my fault.
Wow, you're hard to keep track of. Okay, I accept your apology. Can I call you back?
That envelope Nima gave you is for her kid. She has a kid.
No, I just talked to her.
Well, do you still have it?
Kind of chasing it down Broadway right now. Really gonna call you back.
Manny's taking it to the wrong people. I tried to call him, but he won't pick up.
I'm on it. I'll get him.
No, it's my fault. You don't need to get involved.
Well, it's on my way home anyway.
Just tell me where you are.
Baby, the situation sucks. I don't want you anywhere near it.
Hey, Jersey, you want to move your fat-ass SUV?
You know how sexy you are when you talk like that.
Wiley.
I'll call you when I deliver.
Wait.
Count on it.
Trying to pass the SUV, Vanessa finds a trash heap in her path. She squeezes her brakes. Her bike hits the trash heap. Both the bicycle and rider flip through the air. Vanessa lands hard at the curb and grimaces painfully. With Manny.
Hey, Wiley, I got an idea. What'd you race me for? You get to 28th Street before I do, I'll give you the envelope. We'll go through the park, enter at 106.
I don't have time for this bullshit, man.
You don't got the legs for it, man. And that steel pick you run ain't gonna help you neither. Be like me, baby. Pole, custom cut carbon fiber.
I am begging you.
My bike fits me like a natural lamb, son.
Just listen for 1 second.
See you in the park.
Manny!
Peace.
God damn it.
Manny recklessly cuts across traffic.
Okay, you wanna race? Let's race.
Wiley cuts across the same busy intersection, narrowly avoiding passing cars. On a quiet one-way road, Wiley follows his rival by 20 yards. In a bike lane, an outline depicts a fallen body. Manny rides over it and runs a red light. Wiley follows him through the intersection to a park entrance. At dispatch, a clock reads 6:25.
Dispatch.
Raj, I need that address you sent Manny to right now.
Manny, come on. Don't the three of you ever get tired of this real-world shit you keep playing?
Raj!
Manny, Wiley, Manny. When does Raj get to climb Mount Vanessa,
The address, god damn it!
Hold on, let me look for it.
Repairing her bike, Vanessa tears the brakes off.
Piece of shit.
Now a bird's eye view shows Central Park. We hone in on two figures bicycling on a two-lane path below. From street level, we watch Wiley gain on Manny. Passing a group of cyclists clad in colorful spandex, Wiley nods to them.
Fellas?
Ahead, Manny pants through puckered lips.
Manny! I'll give you the 50 bucks! Manny can't hear you! Manny's moving too fast!
Come on, man! You don't want to drag your hefty ass up this hill!
Not a problem for me, baby! I'll just drop it to my little ring!
Shifting gears, he pedals at a more leisurely pace while maintaining his speed.
Hey, Fixie! I bet you wish you had gears now, don't you?
Wiley lifts up off his seat and pedals standing, his slim legs working like pistons. As they round the inclining turn, he closes a bit of distance between himself and his rival. Manny approaches the hill's crest.
Gravity! You was my friend again, baby!
Shifting gears again, he pedals rapidly downhill and leaves Wiley far behind.
Whoa! Yeah!
He gives a broad, triumphant grin. Wiley's legs pump furiously. As the downhill slope levels out, he begins to gain on Manny again.
Hey, Wiley! I got something for you!
He flips the bird.
You like that? Huh? Yeah, I know you do, you little bitch!
Grimacing with effort, Wiley pedals faster and gains on his cocky rival. Manny glances over his shoulder and picks up his pace. Closing in, Wiley pulls up alongside him and bumps his bike with his own. The two bicycles swerve, then roll down a grassy slope to a winding footpath. They pass a sign reading, "No bike riding on pass," as they ride alongside a picnic area.
I got this, spandex! I'm on your wheel!
Wiley follows Manny closely.
I'm in your trap, dude! It's like you're on my team!
Guys, get off of the path!
A policeman uses a radio.
21 dispatch, come in. 2-1 bike post 3, you on the air?
Yeah, this is Roselli, go ahead.
Your bike freak, beat up white bike, red shirt.
Yeah?
He's at it again, park drive, headed south towards 7th.
I'm on it.
The bicycle cop, Roselli, rides down a path, passing a woman on a scooter.
Careful on the path, man.
On a path canopied with verdant trees.
Dude, when's the race starting?
Manny pants hard. They approach a trail of descending stone steps. Manny's eyes widen and he veers off to a winding ramp. Gritting his teeth, Wiley jumps the steps by each section. He reconverges with Manny, hot on his trail. Wiley pulls ahead of his rival, then glances back with a delighted grin. Grimacing determinedly, Manny speeds up and surpasses him again. Wiley's smile vanishes. Now a stone column marks Columbus Circle. Vanessa rides through the bustling area.
People, please! Stay away! Stay alive!
She reaches a sidewalk and weaves around pedestrians.
Look out! Look out!
She cuts across traffic. In the park, Manny faces a dog on a leash as he rides past. As it lunges after him, the leash clotheslines Wiley.
That one hurt.
Manny rides through a cloud of steam billowing from a manhole and cuts off a car. In the park, Roselli turns his head, then executes a U-turn. Manny races down a busy street. Wiley emerges from the steam cloud on his bike, his features set in a determined glare. Meanwhile, Vanessa pedals her bicycle down the middle of a street packed with flowing traffic. On a more narrow road, Wiley trails his rival. Manny's cheeks puff, and he grits his teeth as he fights to maintain his lead. His bicycle weaves gracefully around cars in his path, and he glances back again. Wiley gains on him.
You're too slow!
Manny cuts in front of a cab, putting distance between himself and his rival. Lifting off his seat, he pedals standing. Wiley persistently maintains his pursuit. Now a street sign reading West 28th Street stands a few feet from the Flowers for You storefront. Directly in front of the flower shop, Monday leaves his sedan at the curb. On a busy street, Manny and Wiley pass a taxi on either side. Street signs rapidly count down from 40th Street.
Give it up!
Roselli joins the chase.
NYPD! Stop the fight! Both of you!
Roselli closes within three car lengths of Wiley, who persists after his rival. Ahead of both of them, Manny's skin glistens as he pedals. Outside the flower shop, Monday checks his watch and shifts his impatient gaze. About 20 feet away, a large truck backs up, blocking the street. Elsewhere, Wiley closes in on Manny.
You're such an asshole!
Screw you, Wiley!
They pass West 30th, then West 29th. Near the flower shop, the large truck halts, its bed completely blocking the path. Manny glances over his shoulder. He and Wiley turn left to find the truck blocking their way. They duck beneath it without breaking their speed. Wiley pulls ahead of his rival. Catching up, Roselli leaps from his bike and tackles Manny. Wiley halts and grins back at them. Monday stands between them. Roselli crawls out from a row of plants.
Who the hell are you guys?
Wiley notices Manny dropping his messenger bag.
Damn.
Monday catches him staring.
Oh, is that it?
Arriving, Vanessa swipes it.
Jimmy, no.
Look at you.
She hands the bag off to Wiley.
Come here. Come here.
Wiley and Vanessa ride off together, leaving Monday fuming. Wiley notices her scrapes.
Hey, what happened to you here? You use that goddamn brake again?
Yeah, I took that shit off.
Ahead, a patrol car pulls into view.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hey! Them!
This way.
As the cruiser approaches, Wiley leads Vanessa off the road. They follow a path bordered with potted trees into a winding alley. It leads to a dead end.
Shit!
Wiley's scanning gaze offers no sign of an escape. He unslings Manny's bag from his shoulder and rips it open.
What are you doing?
He dumps out its contents.
Look at this thing. There's...
Finding the envelope, he picks it up and hands it off.
Roll this up. Really tight.
Okay.
Wiley pops a cap off the end of his handlebar.
I mean, holy shit, right?
I know.
Good?
Yeah. Wiley slips the rolled up envelope into his hollow handlebar. On the street.
Come on, guys. Come on!
As Monday approaches the patrol car, the two cyclists dash from the alley between them. Monday manages to grab the bag. Wiley unclips it, leaving it behind, and continues down a sidewalk.
Wiley!
Potted trees obscure his view. On the other side, Vanessa stops just short of a busy intersection. Wiley emerges to find himself in the thick of oncoming cars. He imagines swerving right, but the route takes him over the hood of a car. A trajectory to his left sends him over another car. Proceeding ahead smacks him into a taxi.
Shit.
The braking taxi slams into him. Wiley rolls up the hood, shatters the windshield, and flips through the air. He lands hard in the middle of the street. The taxi's driver rushes for his radio. Vanessa crouches over Wiley. His eyes flutter closed, cut to black. In a flashback at a crowded bar.
Aren't you afraid you're gonna get killed?
Yeah, but if it comes, that's just gonna come out of nowhere. I mean, am I afraid? Sure, but that's part of it, you know? There's no feeling like that.
When your number's up.
You can say that.
So you're a Buddhist then?
A dreadlocked host takes the stage.
Yo, give it up to Slave Bell! That's what's up. Slave Bells, yo!
You believe in luck.
Yeah, but you know, it was the Taoists that believed in luck. The Buddha rejected all that. He insisted on cause and effect.
What kind of bike messenger are you?
Kind of the masters in bullshit and obfuscation.
Manny looks on jealously.
You still haven't answered my original question. Aren't you afraid of dying? I mean, the way you ride...
Now, you want to know what scares me is what happened to my friends who just got out of law school. That is collective insanity. Compared to that, going down Broadway at 50 with no brakes, fine.
Sounds good. It also sounds like bullshit.
The bike wants to go fast. It's steadier that way. I've never been hurt going all out. It's just the hesitation that'll kill you.
So you're one of those guys. No brakes.
No, I hate brakes. Brakes are death.
Leaning in, Wiley envelops her in a passionate kiss. Manny shakes his head and looks away.
Now it's time to announce the winner of the 5th Annual New York Bike Messenger Association Alley Cat Race. Grand prize is $100 and Felipe's bike.
The white steel frame.
You like that?
Yeah.
To the winner, for the third consecutive year, the original bumper surfer, the Coyote Man, Wiley!
Ending the kiss with Vanessa, Wiley leaves her beaming and approaches the stage. Manny watches resentfully. Claiming the bike, Wiley holds it high. Now we gaze at the sky as medics lean over us.
You back?
They wheel him on a gurney.
Where's my bike?
Yeah, you're back.
Oh, where's my bike? Seriously.
Relax, relax.
No, I can't leave without the bike.
I'm going with him.
No.
What?
You stay here.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, I need some help over here. This woman's unruly.
What? Well,
calm down.
I didn't even do anything.
You gotta relax.
Fine, okay.
Is this my bag? Thank you, I appreciate that.
Manny takes his bag back and argues with the cops.
I don't care about
having a nice day.
Because you tackled me.
I didn't mean to tackle you.
Hey, this is FYI. There is a lawsuit happening.
As the medics load Wiley into an ambulance, Monday searches Vanessa's messenger bag, then drops it.
All right, come on. Get your stuff.
Hey, Chief, I need to talk to you.
Vanessa retrieves her things.
I need to talk. Can you come too?
Yeah, he's awake. He's a little messed up. He's got a couple bruised ribs. He'll be all right.
Listen, I gotta ask you a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I have got to talk to this guy right away. He's
part of
Vanessa peers in at Wiley.
The bike.
She nods and hurries off.
I don't know, man.
His partner got away. I gotta find him before he gets too far.
Okay.
Is there any way I can just ride and ask him a couple questions?
Oh, right now?
Yeah. If I could just sit in on the way to the hospital.
Whoa. It's very unusual.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, NYPD needs a favor, okay? Okay, chump.
Yeah, all right.
All right, thanks.
Monday shuts himself in the back of the ambulance with Wiley.
Drive.
Hey, your buddy. Your buddy.
Hey. No, your buddies. You're one of these bike assholes. You know how much time they waste scraping your shitheads off the street? This whole city hates you.
He leans over the messenger. At the flower shop, Roselli carries Wiley's busted bike.
Hey, man. You headed to the impound?
Yeah, why?
Good. Take this thing. I'll meet you there. When this asshole comes for his bike, he's mine.
Roselli leaves the bike with the tow truck driver. Nearby, Vanessa straps on her helmet and faces the truck. In the ambulance, Monday cracks his knuckles.
Time to quit dicking around, son. You got involved with some people with real problems. Real deadlines, life and death shit. What is this to you? What, the slope that gave you the ticket? She gave you some sad story, 18 cousins in Fujian that want to come to Chinatown and dish out Mongolian beef with snow peas?
Well, life's hard. Turns out they can't come.
This is for a kid, man. Do I bother her with my problems? Where's the ticket?
Wiley averts his disgusted gaze.
Yeah, here, you got some cracked ribs, ex. Got a sting.
He eyes a gurney strap on Wiley's chest.
You better be careful. Why don't you bounce around too much in here? Might poke a lung.
Monday tugs the strap hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that uncomfortable?
Douchebag.
I don't really care much for that term, douchebag. People throw it around like crazy these days, like it's suddenly okay. You know what else people say now? Suck it. I was watching TV the other night, 8:30, middle of prime time. Kids could be watching. Guy says, suck it. Everybody's laughing. Ha, ha, ha. How is that appropriate? I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to give me one-word answers. Yes? Or no, even a bag boy should be able to handle that. First question, do you know where the ticket is? Hello?
Monday yanks on the gurney strap again. Now Vanessa pedals speedily down a multi-lane one-way street thick with traffic. Passing several cars, she gains on the police impound tow truck. A series of chains drape along a crossbar over the rear bumper. Vanessa closes in on the truck. She grabs the crossbar and hitches a ride, crouching out of view. On the ambulance.
You better give me an answer. I'm going to snap your ribs like toothpicks.
Eyes squeezed tight, Wiley puffs out his cheeks.
Do you know where the ticket is?
Wiley nods.
Will you give it to me?
He nods again.
Good boy.
Monday slaps him.
Just give me my bike. Are you negotiating?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're out of time. You might have these assholes in the bag, but you can't lean on me like this when we get to the hospital. That's my offer. Get me my bike. I'll give you the ticket.
How do we make that happen?
Manny. Bring Manny.
Now we zoom out to an overview of their location at 28th and 6th Avenue. From there, a yellow line zooms uptown to Broadway and 116th Street. Nima digs in her purse for the business card, then dials her phone as she heads down the steps to a subway station. Now a cell phone rings on Leon's patio table. An associate hands it to him.
你好。啊，是我。啊，你说。啊？什么什么？
He sits down on a bench. Next to him, the toad-faced man stops penciling in his Sudoku book and looks over at him. Now, as our view sweeps over the Hudson, the time grows larger with every second, 6:38. The tow truck travels down a road along the river with Vanessa still holding on. Now the truck pulls into an impound depot marked Violation Tow Service. Vanessa crouches as low as she can on her bike.As the truck rolls through the impound, the driver checks his side view mirror and catches a glimpse of Vanessa just as she lets go of the crossbar. She pedals behind parked squad cars, dismounts, and squats by a chain link enclosure housing hundreds of bicycles. She peeks around the fence at the bikes. She spies a worker.She scurries back into the shadows. The tow truck driver scans the bike impound section but sees nothing. Outside, Monday drives up in his Mazda with Wiley in the back seat. He gets out. He opens Wiley's door.
Get out. Come on.
As Wiley gingerly climbs out, Monday grabs his arm.
Here they come.
A squad car arrives.
Kick your ass till Thursday if he doesn't have it.
It's in his back. Why do you think I was chasing him? Can I get my bike now, please?
Hey. Hey, fellas.
Monday calls over a uniformed cop.
What's up?
Take this kid inside to get his bike.
All right.
We'll bring him back.
Will do.
Looking over his shoulder, Wiley sees Manny getting out of the squad car.
Hello, sir. Rough day, huh?
Inside, the driver picks Wiley's bike off the tow truck and walks down the row of impounded bikes, depositing it at the end. Vanessa peeks around the chain-link fence and catches a glimpse of the battered white bike. Outside, Monday talks to Manny by the squad car.
I have to ask your permission to search the bag. You're not in any trouble at all. I have reason to believe somebody may have put something in there without your knowledge, so...
Okay.
Inside.
Can you just bring a bike in?
Handle the row. Hey, you see somebody hanging on the back of my truck?
No, I just got here. Like who?
Like some batshit crazy messenger chick.
Wiley walks down the row and finds his bike. He picks it up, examining its mangled spokes. He frowns. Outside, Monday rummages through Manny's bag.
Something I've been looking for all damn day. Had a bit of a rough day myself.
Inside, Wiley pops open his handlebar and digs his finger inside. He knits his brow.He looks up and sees Vanessa. She holds the ticket.
Nice. Are there any more compartments for what?
As Monday squats over the empty messenger bag, Wiley climbs up to Vanessa and kisses her.
I love you for more than one reason.
Monday slams the bag down.
Damn it! Have a nice day.
Yeah, just leave it right there. I'll take care of it, not a problem.
Monday stalks away from Manny.Inside, Wiley crouches above the bicycle impound with Vanessa looking around. He spots a beat-up mountain bike hanging nearby.
I'm gonna shred the living shit out of that thing.
Wait.
She thrusts a helmet at him.
I'll see you on time.
Monday marches in.
Where is the little shit?
Left him back there behind the bikes. End of the rope.
Left him?
Like, you wanted me to watch him the whole time?
No, I wanted you to give him the keys to your car, jackass. Where'd he go?
Wiley lands on a car's roof.
God damn it.
Monday chases Wiley as he pedals the bike lengthwise over the trunks, roofs, and hoods of cars parked in a row.
Yes!
Wiley skids to a stop, blocked by a locked chain-link fence.
Can I get some help here?
Wiley sees Monday running toward him and shoves off again. He pops a wheelie and rides along the narrow tops of some orange safety barriers. From there, he pops onto the windshield of a minivan.Rides over its roof, flies down a towing boom, and bunny hops over a metal fence. The uniformed cop leaps over the fence after him. As Vanessa climbs down from her perch in the bike section, the tow truck driver spots her.
Hey, come here!
She takes off. Now, seeing daylight through the doors ahead, Wiley rides up the ramp of a tow truck.
Jesus Christ!
Monday yells to a gate guard.
Close the doors!
The guard plods off.The uniformed cop stumbles onto a raised platform after Wiley. The tow truck driver runs after Vanessa.
Hey, somebody stop her! The girl's on the bike! Come on!
Another cop climbs up the platform to block Wiley. The messenger makes a spinning dismount off the platform.
Close the door!
The guard pushes a green button and the large blue doors start to slide together.
Thank you, forever!
Up ahead, a man working under the hood of a car moves toward Vanessa. She stops and looks around. As Wiley races for the narrowing exit, uniformed cops scramble after him. He narrows his eyes and just squeezes through before the doors seal his pursuers inside. Meanwhile, Vanessa flees through a dockside door, pedaling over the water on a plank of wood. Outside, Wiley grabs an NYPD bike and races past its owner with it.
Hey!
Roselli whips around and watches him go.
You know what? I'm done.
Wiley looks over his shoulder as he pedals away from the pier. He clutches his ribs. Vanessa turns onto a street.
Hello?
Hey, you out?
Holy shit! That was the most fun I ever had with my clothes on.
You know what to tell
him? I'm on it.
Now dust settles on the city. Wiley pedals down the west side on a bicycle path. Outside the impound, Monday hops into his car and screeches away. In a subway station, Nima walks quickly down the platform and jogs up the stairs. As her shoes pound the dirty steps, they become the feet of a small child climbing stone rain-slick stairs. A matronly woman holds an umbrella over Nima's son as they make their way to the dingy dock of an industrial shipping port. Huge tankers loom in the distance. A rain-soaked man in black stands by cargo boxes, motioning people to come forward before allowing some onto the gangway. The matron waddles up with Nima's son. He puts a hand on her shoulder.
Jesus!
He inspects a wet list in his hands and coarsely orders her back. Wide-eyed, she nods and slowly retreats with the boy. The man motions the next in line to come forward. The matron and Nima's son stand to the side and watch. The little boy's mouth hangs open. Now Wiley pedals along the water, his shape a silhouette against the pale yellow sky. He clutches his rib and winces. A bandage covers his right forearm. In the back seat of a sleek black car heading through Times Square, the toad-faced man finishes the last puzzle in his Sudoku book and closes it. He looks out the window at the passing lights. At Security Courier, Vanessa races up to Raj's desk.
I need a flash mob like 5 minutes ago.
He dials his phone. A bald guy answers.
24/7 delivery.
Moosey, it's Raj.
Hey, what's up, Raj?
I need the cavalry, bro.
No shit. Where are we going?
Another courier.
Roadrunner. Thought I told you not to call me, Raj. Oh, really?
Hey, it's Phoebe. Who's at the bridge?
Psycho Hulk.
This is Johnny.
Under the half moon, Nima hurries down a water-slick street in Chinatown. Monday squints through his windshield as he cruises past lit storefronts.
Yeah, I got it. Well, tell him I got it. He can send whoever he wants. The Red Army, General Chow, I don't give a hoot. Yeah, I have the money. 147 Doyer Street, crosses Pell, 5 minutes.
Now illuminated storefronts light up a dark, narrow street in Chinatown. Wiley pedals past, his good arm wrapped around his lower ribcage. Lounging near some skateboarders, a bike courier eyes his cell phone. Another in transit checks his phone. At the impound, Manny eyes his cell.
Shit, I gotta go.
At the bar, the dreadlocked host gets the message. Couriers throughout the space eye their phones.
People.
The cyclists pour out of the bar, take their bikes from the racks out front, and ride off en masse. Now, glass above a door gives the number 147 in alphanumerics and Chinese characters. A storefront sign reads Nam Wa Tea Parlor. A nearby window gives view to a Chinese barbershop. Monday's sedan turns down a narrow street glistening in the glow of the storefronts. It pulls up to a curb. Elsewhere, Wiley dismounts and leaves the bike behind. He takes off his helmet and lets it drop to the ground. Looking up, he slows to a halt. Ahead, Monday spots him and saunters over.
You know how they say there's enough to go around for everybody? There isn't. Give me the ticket.
Looking around, Wiley finds a few local residents discreetly slipping inside. Monday notices as well, then faces the young courier smugly.
Hey, you know, the thing about these folks, they never testify.
The detective puts his hand on his holstered gun.
Who's to say you didn't lunge at me? Give me the ticket.
Wiley looks past him. Rounding a corner, Vanessa rides into view with Marco and Polo. Monday follows his gaze.
Oh, what is that, your backup?
They halt and dismount several yards behind him.
Yep.
Monday looks past Wiley. Behind the injured courier, dozens of cyclists ride into view. Wiley jerks his head in their direction.
Them too.
He faces Monday with a triumphant smile.
Suck it, douchebag.
Get off!
They circle Monday closely, shoving him as they pass. He swats at them futilely. Vanessa gives his arm a smack. Riding up behind him, Manny skids his wheel into Monday, sweeping his legs out from under him. The cop lands hard and clutches his head. Wiley slips into the tea parlor. In a far booth, a petite woman in black hunches over a bowl. Pulling the envelope from his pocket, Wiley shuffles over to her. The woman looks up and peers at him through dark sunglasses.
Sister Chen. Delivery.
She takes the envelope. Standing by, Wiley nods as she unrolls it and takes out the fateful ticket. Outside, the enormous thug's cohort approaches Monday with another enforcer.
Oh, shit.
Turning away, the detective finds the loan shark directing two white thugs his way. Monday faces the first pair.
Yeah, what? What, huh?
I'm a cop, you zipperheads. What are you gonna do?
A small puff erupts from his scalp. Turning, he finds the toad-faced man stepping away. On the ground, the Sudoku book bears a smoking hole at its center.
What?
The other men leave as well.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Monday starts forward, then halts unsteadily.
Wait a second.
He lurches to his car and faces his reflection in its window. From his scalp, blood trickles down his brow.
Okay, just give me a break. I need to think for a second.
Monday opens his car door, then collapses to the pavement. He shifts his bewildered gaze, then stares off lifelessly. In China, the dock worker answers a cell phone.
Wait. Sure. Come to the
waiting nearby, wait. Nima's son holds the matronly woman's hand. From the tea parlor, Sister Chen speaks to him over her phone. In China, the dock worker waves the matronly woman and Nima's son through. The woman pats her chest as she questions him hopefully. The worker gives a nod. Bowing her head gratefully, the woman takes the little boy through, then makes a call on a cell phone.
Nima.
Listening on her cell phone in Chinatown, Nima touches her lips. The matronly woman nods and smiles joyfully as she speaks. Beaming tearfully, Nima ends the call. She slows to a halt and gives a happy nod. Facing her, Vanessa envelops her in a triumphant hug. Pulling back, she rubs Nima's arms affectionately. Several yards away, Wiley steps out of the tea parlor. As Nima looks to him, Vanessa turns and follows her gaze. The female courier hurries over to Wiley.
Are you okay?
He nods and she throws her arms around him. She releases him quickly. With a forgiving smile, Wiley pulls Vanessa close and kisses her. She hugs his shoulders and rests her cheek against him. Looking on, Nima leaves the couple. As Wiley gazes into Vanessa's eyes, the time appears, 6:59. It ticks over to 7 o'clock. Wiley kisses the tip of Vanessa's nose. Now he pedals up a sunlit street.
I'll still take 6th Avenue at rush hour over an office with a view. Might have to put on the suit someday, but not yet. Fixed gear, steel frame, no brakes.
At an intersection, a taxi comes straight at him. Another car hits it.
Can't stop.
From high overhead, we watch a yellow line trace his route.
Don't want to either.
Credits. Directed by David Kett. written by David Kep and John Camps. Produced by Gavin Pallone. Executive producer Mary Jo Winkler Iofreda. Director of photography Mitchell Amundsen. Production designer Therese DePrez. Edited by Jill Savitt, ACE, Derek Ambrosi, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Michael Shannon, Daniel Ramirez, Jamie Chung, Wole Parks, Asif Manvi, Henry Yeo, Christopher Place. Casting by John Papsidera, CSA. Pat McCorkle, CSA. Music by David Sardi. Costume designer Luca Mosca. Behind the scenes footage.
This is Joe's bike, and that's where he ended up.
A mangled bike lies near a taxi with a shattered rear window.
Okay. Don't try this at home or nothing. But like,
seriously, let's get you to the hospital.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt wears a good-natured expression as his arm bleeds profusely. Credits roll. Cast in order of appearance. Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Wiley. Daniel Ramirez as Vanessa. Sean Kennedy as Marco. Kimberly Perfetto as Polo. Anthony Chisholm as Tito. Ashley Austin Morris as receptionist. Wole Parks as Manny. Kevin Bolger as Squid. Asif Manvi as Raj. Lauren Ashley Carter as Phoebe. Charles Borland as Campus Guard. Michael Shannon as Bobby Monday. Aaron Tveit as Kyle, student. Jamie Chung as Nina. Christopher Place as bike cop. Amy Hohn as Upper West Side lady. Doug Williams as desk officer. Sebastian Lacaze as detective. Nick D'Amici as detective. Kelvin Wooey as dealer. Linz Pigau players. Henry Kwan, Keenan Leung, Wally Ng, Nancy Ang, and Zhao Mao Chen. Brian Koppelman is loan shark. Hoon Lee is floor manager. Boyce Wong is Mr. Lin. Jimmy P. Wong is enormous Asian man. Kenny Wong is second Asian man. Jade Wu is bingo caller. Lyman Chen is second floor manager. Basement Paigao players. Wang Jian Jin, Tony Cheng, Li Jingxian, Lam Yung, and Hui Yuk Lung. Darlene Violette is Deborah. Henry O is Mr. Leung. King Shin Wong is Sudoku man. Jason A. Iannacone is 21st Precinct cop. Ted Sod is worker. Alexis Krauss and Derek Miller as sleigh bells. Carsey Walker Jr. is dread. Matthew Rauch is paramedic. Michael Leon Woolley is NYPD tow truck driver. Victor Chan is squad cop. PJ Sosko is uniform cop, impound lot. Jerry Walsh is uniform cop, impound lot number 2. Ruth Zhang is Nima's mom. Bo Jung Wang is Nima's son. Richard Su is clipboard guy, China. Mario De Leon is Moosey. Kate Manning is bike chick. Fernando Rivera is cycle hawk guy. Jenny Johnson is Johnny. Wai Ching Ho is Sister Chen. Stunt coordinator Stephen Pope. Stunts Bill Anagnos, Bob Beckles, Natasha Bombri, Steve Catchy Brown, Scott Burrick, Mike Burke, George Colucci Jr., Blaze Corrigan, Norman Douglas, Mark Vishera, Asia Fraley, Jeffrey Lee Gibson, Court Hessler III, Austin Horse, Stephen Izzy, Ann Carlton Kelly, Thomas LaMarche, Danny McCaskill, Declan Mulvey, Victor Paglia, Thomas Place, David Pope, Jody Michelle Pinn, Shauna Thibodeau, Aaron Vexler, Adam Wood, Unit Production Manager Erica Kay, First Assistant Director Joseph Reedy, Second Assistant Director Amy Lauritsen, Second Unit Director George Aguilar, Visual Effects Supervisor Paul Linden, Art Director Charles V. Beale, Set Decorator George DeTita, Property Master Deanna Burton, Script Supervisor Jessica Lickner, A Camera Steadicam Operator Dave Thompson. Music, Bob O'Reilly, written by Pete Townsend, performed by The Who. Titus Andronicus Forever, written by Patrick Stickles, performed by Titus Andronicus. Na Na Na, Na Na Na, Na Na Na, Na Na Na, written by Gerard Way, Ray Toro, Frankie Arrow, Michael Way, and Bob Breyer. Performed by My Chemical Romance. Get Some, written by Likey Lee Zacherson and Bjorn Itling. Performed by Likey Lee. Crown on the Ground, written by Derek Miller, Alexis Krauss, and Will Hubbard. performed by Sleigh Bells. Weekend, written and performed by Smith Westerns. Salute Your Solution, written by Brendan Benson and Jack White III, performed by The Raconteurs. Pensacola, written by Andy Hall, performed by Manchester Orchestra. Copyright 2012, Columbia Pictures Industries Incorporated, all rights reserved. Columbia Pictures Industries Incorporated is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Special thanks to the New York City Mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting, filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office for Motion Picture and Television Development. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Sony, make believe. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Columbia Pictures, read by Miles Neff. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. In a cartoon, a man in a cape flees a torch-bearing mob, Pariah. A Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.